It was cool. I didn't do much. Was going to go to the Georgia game, but good thing I didn't because they beat them boys up pretty bad. So I just stayed here in L.A. Yeah, I mean, it's a hundred thousand people been filling that stadium. You know, you can definitely tell the difference when there's not that many people. But it's just like any other team, you just gotta win. And I mean, obviously we're new back in LA, so you know, we just gotta win and establish that fan base again.
Todd, you guys have been clicking pretty well on offense, you know, before the bye. Is that something that you can just kind of pick up again right away?
I hope so, man. Yeah, I was saying that to coach. I was like, I wish we could have just, you know, kept playing, you know, maybe a game or two and didn't have a bye. But, you know, it's cool. You know, everybody got a chance to go back home or do whatever they did, rest their bodies. And, you know, we just got to get ready. And, you know, they had a bye week just like we did. So, so hopefully we can go out there and pick up where we left off.
How about for you personally going into kind of the second part of the season? Is there anything that you feel like you want to improve on? Anything specific or anything?
No, I mean, obviously, I always can get better. But my main thing is just to, you know, make sure I'm just, you know, doing my same routines, you know, not slacking off, not, you know, just making sure I'm still getting my massages or, you know, my extra lifts, et cetera, et cetera. So just making sure I'm doing the exact same thing I was doing in the beginning of the season, you know, towards the end.
Todd, I know you've talked before plenty of times about how you're not a numbers guy, but you are up there in terms of the NFL leaders in scrimmage yards and in touchdowns. And I'm wondering how much kind of gratification do you take from that and any pride you take from that, especially just given what you came back from to be where you're at right now?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, obviously, if you're winning, you know, you would hope you have someone at the top. And, you know, obviously I've been able to, you know, be up there and rushing. And, you know, like I said, the O-line's been doing a great job of giving me rooms, receivers out there blocking, everybody, you know, just out there doing that job. So, you know, I told Goff to give me the ball. So, you know, all these fantasy people want their points. So you got to make them happy.
How confident were you going into the year that you could get back up there?
I mean, like I said, just when Coach came in, man, and, you know, like I said, just going through that install that first week and just seeing the plays he had, you know, just seeing what he'd done in Washington, and we looking at each other and getting excited. And, you know, like I said, we've been playing ball our whole life. You know, the good come with the bad come with the good. So, you know, you have to bounce back after a rough year, a rough start, whatever it is. And, you know, like I said, we play ball, so I know what I'm capable of doing. You know, you're just not going to be able to do it every game or every season. That's just, you know, just how it works.
And I'm sure you feel fresh coming off the bye, but just in general, how are you feeling about the workload? You're really high up there in touches and in snaps and all that stuff. How do you feel? How's your body holding up?
Man, the bye kind of messed me up a little bit, actually, but it's cool, though, man. My body's been great, like I said, you know, Coach Ted and Reggie and them, they've been doing a great job of just, you know, making sure we're, you know, checking our numbers, making sure we're doing the right things in the weight room, recovery-wise. So I've been feeling pretty good.
When you say the bye kind of messed you up, just in terms of staying in your routine?
Yeah, that messed me up for sure. Just being lazy, you know, Four to 5 days can make a difference. I didn't know it could make such a difference, but it definitely makes a difference.
McVay was in here earlier, and he was talking about how your ability to take something that maybe didn't go right and correct it was one of your strong points. He was talking about how in the game against Seattle, when you're at the pylon and the ball came out, but against Arizona, when you turned the corner, you ran through it. Mm-hmm. Is that something, I mean, were you actually conscious of that situation against Arizona as you were going through it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I just seen, like, two big guys running at me, so I was like, dang, they're about to hit me. But they didn't. But it came to my brain, you know, within, like, on the 10-yard line. I was like, got to run through this. And, you know, that's the good thing about messing up. You know, no one wants to make mistakes or try to mess up. But, you know, You know, it's just like life. You know, you learn from your mistakes, and if you don't, then, you know, something's wrong. But, you know, that's the good thing about messing up, because you know that you're not going to let that happen again, or you know the look that just happened. So, you know, like I said, the bad come with the good come with the bad.
Todd, what's your sense in the locker room right now in terms of just how you, how your teammates are handling all this hype that surrounds you guys right now?
Nah, man, it's cool. You know, obviously, we're a very close team, offense, defense. Everybody's pretty cool. And you know, we're just excited just to be winning. But, you know, it's the first half of the season, man. So it don't mean nothing until you, you know, just keep winning. So we just got to take one game at a time, not try to focus on, you know, playing Seattle next or whatever. So just focus on the task at hand, getting better every day, and just, you know, worry about taking care of the ball during the game.
You're a guy who obviously contributed a lot as a rookie. When you see guys like, whether it's Cooper Kupp or Gerald or some of the guys on the defense, you know, playing a lot as a rookie, is that hard? I mean, is it hard to break your way into the NFL? Or what have you thought about the way that those guys have played?
Not really, man. You know, obviously those guys have been pretty healthy. So especially when you're healthy and able to get those reps, you know, especially during OTAs and mini camp, you know, they had another mini camp, and so the more reps you get, you know, the better you feel. So, you, like they always say, what's this, about half the year, they ain't rookies no more. So, you know, they've been able to get a hold to the game, learn how fast it is, be able to adjust. But they're smart players, like I said. You know, if they have a mistake, they're able to fix it. That's one thing about this team. You know, we're very coachable, and everybody responds well to, you know, getting coached.
Do you have a play that you've made through these first 7 weeks that you're proudest of, or that you've liked the most? I don't know if it was when you leaped the defender, or when you caught a wheel route for a touchdown, or something else that still sticks out in your mind that you really like?
I don't really know. I guess the Washington touchdown. It was cool, but we lost, so I don't really want to put that up as number one. So, but I don't know. You know, my thing is to go out there and just try to make one or two of those plays a game. You know, everything's not going to be perfect. You know, you just got to – that's what separates you, you know, from being great and being good. So you just have to go out there and try to make those plays every week. Appreciate it.